time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review our numbers, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and let's write our names at the top of our paper. Remember, you're going to write my name and I'm going to write your name. Ha ha ha, just kidding, yo. I'm going to write my name and you're going to write your name. Obviously. And then go ahead and put down your pencil. We are going to color and count some things before we do some writing at the bottom of our page. So if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a lovely picture. It's filled with lovely things. And what I would like us to do is count the squirrels first. Those are cute little squirrels. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four squirrels are in our picture. Let's color those squirrels gray. Find your gray crayon and let's color those squirrels gray. And while we're coloring those squirrels, those cutie patootie squirrels, let's practice counting to 4 since we have 4 squirrels. So I'll go first. You echo me. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Your turn. All right, this time I'm going to count to 4 in a really sad voice. And then when you echo me, you have to use your really sad voice too. So I'll go first. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, it's your turn to be sad. Count to 4 and be sad. Ready, go. Oh, you make me want to cry. Let's be sad together. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's so sad. Okay, now let's do the opposite of being sad. Let's laugh. Don't disrupt your classmates in the room, but let's laugh when we count to 4. I'll show you. I'll go first. Here I go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, you do it. Make me laugh. Count to 4 when you're laughing. Let's do it all together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, I have finished coloring all 4 of my squirrels. I'm going to give you 4 more seconds to finish coloring yours. 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your gray crayon. Let's count the pumpkins. How many pumpkins do you see in your picture? Touch them with your finger. 1, 2, 3. 3 pumpkins. What color do you think we should color those pumpkins? Yes, we're going to color those pumpkins orange. Go ahead and begin coloring those pumpkins. Don't color the stems. Just color the pumpkin part orange. So we counted 3 pumpkins. So we've already counted to 4. So surely we can practice counting to 3. Let's do it together. Ready? Regular voices. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. All right. Let's do that again. But this time, let's use a robot voice. Ready? Begin. 1, 2, 3. That's my robot voice. I see 3 pumpkins. 1, 2, 3. Count with me. 1, 2, 3. Boys and girls, I finished coloring all of my pumpkins. I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's find our brown crayons and color the stems brown. We'll count and color at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Three brown stems on three orange pumpkins. 3, 2, 1. Put down your crayons. All right, boys and girls, let's count the nuts. Do you see the nuts that the squirrels want? The acorns, let's count the acorns. Don't forget, there's one way in the back behind the tree. Ready? Touch them with your fingers and let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7. Did you find them all? Let's count them again. Touch them with your finger and let's count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 acorns. Let's color those brown. Find your brown crayon and let's color them. 1. Shouldn't take us too long because they're little. 1, 2. Good job. Don't forget that one way in the background. 2. How many acorns did we find? 7. 7 acorns. Let's practice counting to 7 while we color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's count to 7 and sing while we count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I can count to 7. Can you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Boys and girls, I finished coloring all 7 acorns. Take 7 more seconds. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your brown crayon. Let's count the apples in our picture. There seem to be a lot of apples. I'm going to take my pencil and I'm going to put a little tiny dot on each apple when I count it. It's a good strategy to use. That way I'm not wondering if I already counted it or if I didn't count it at all. So grab your pencil, put a little dot on it when you count it. Don't forget about the apples on the ground. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 apples on the tree and on the ground. Okay, let's start with the apples on the ground. Just the apples on the ground. Color the apples on the ground green. Find your green crayon, and we're just coloring the apples that are on the ground green. Don't color any of the other apples green. Just the ones on the ground. How many are on the ground? 1, 2. We have 2 apples that are on the ground. Good. Okay. Put down your green crayon in 3, 2, 1. Now let's color the apples that are in the tree red. Any kind of red crayon will work. Let's color the apples in the tree red. So we had 8 apples all together, 2 on the ground and some are in the tree. So let's count to 8 in our regular voices. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now let's count to 8 using our cowboy voice, our Texas voice. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I see 8 apples in that tree. Take a few more seconds to finish coloring those 8 apples. 3, 2, 1. Please put down your red crayon. Let's move over to the leaves. There are a lot of leaves on the big tree. Let's take our pencil and make a mark, a little dot on each leaf when we count it. Remember, it's a good strategy. We don't want to mess up and count a leaf too many times. And we don't want to forget a leaf either. So grab your pencil, Make a little dot when you count each leaf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are 10 leaves. Don't forget the ones that are on the ground or falling off the tree. Okay, let's color those leaves green. Find your green crayon. Any kind of green will work. Let's color each leaf on the tree and even the ones that are falling. Let's color them green. Let's practice counting to 10 because we had 10 leaves. Ready? We'll use our regular voices. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Goodness, it takes a long time to count to 10, doesn't it? Okay, this time when we count to 10, let's use our high voice, our very high voice. You should be coloring, and then we'll count. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's our high voice. Now let's count to 10 as fast as we can, like we're in a race. On your mark, get set, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's do that again as fast as we can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice. Put down your green crayon in 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, put down that green crayon. Boys and girls, how many trees do you see in our picture? Count the trees. 1, 2. That's it. Let's color the trunks of the trees brown. Find your brown crayon. Let's color the trunks of the trees brown. We have 2 trees. 1, 2. 2 trees. 1, 2. That's easy. Way quicker to count to 2 than it is to count to 10, correct? Yeah. 1, 2. We can count to 2 quickly. It takes us a little bit longer to count to 10 because there's more numbers when you count to 10. All right, I just finished tree number 1's trunk, and now I'm moving over to tree number 2. 1, 2. 2 trees in our picture, in our lovely picture with squirrels. Remember, there were 4 squirrels and with apples. Do you remember how many apples there were? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And how many pumpkins are in our picture? 3. And how many leaves were in our picture? 10. And do you remember how many nuts were in our picture? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. If you look, you'll see some numbers going across and some numbers that are missing. We're going to count to 10 and fill in the missing numbers. So, first of all, trace the number 1. Trace it. Scoot over. What comes next when you're counting? 1, 2. Write the number 2. What comes next? 3. Write the number 3. 4. Trace the 4. Scoot over. 5. Write the number 5. Trace the 6. I'm going to go back to the beginning and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What comes next? 7. Trace 8. 9. What comes after 9? 10. We need to write a 1 and a 0 to make the number 10. Let's practice. Point to the numbers with your pencil. Let's practice counting. Point to the numbers when you say them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, boys and girls, look at the turtles. I want you to look for the turtle that has 9 spots. Let's count the spots on the first turtle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now that's not it. It must be the next turtle. Let's cross off each spot as we count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's him. Circle him. He has 9 spots. All right, we're looking for the domino with 10 dots. Let's count the dominoes. Let's count the spots on the first domino. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, it must be the next one. Let's count. Make sure there are 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's it. Circle it. Okay, which crayon box has 7 crayons? Let's count the crayons. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nope. Let's count the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There it is. Circle that. All right, boys and girls, look at the ladybug. I need you to draw 8 spots on that ladybug. Use your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Excellent. Move over. Do you see the 10 frame? There are some counters or some circles on that 10 frame. We're going to color inside the circles with our pencil and count as we go. Ready? Color the first circle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 counters in the 10 frame. Last part, I see 2 numbers. Which number shows the number 9? Circle it when you see it. Circle it when you see it. Is it the first number? No, what is that number? That's the number 8. You need to circle the next number. That's the number 9. Boys and girls, you did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.